Yeah, that's right. Gotta get off the phone. Bust this verse right here.
Aight,
okay. I'm anti-imperial, anti-trust, anti-gun if it won't bust. Anti-corporate day, anti my essence. Anti-snorting them, anti-depressants. But I'm not pro-poverty, I'm pro-vocative. And pro-stopping them FBI operatives who protection all the black man pounds and hand you a sentence that you can't pronounce. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911 monster, anti-Christ. They anti-social point M60s, cause I'm anti the anti-nigga machine. Proletarian, bunkadelic, parliamentarian, pro-revolt in the 21st century. Pro-running up in Congress saying it all, but bringing people with you, that's the protocol. It's pretty dreadful like jailbreaks. The whole world is anti-United Snakes. So check it out, anticipate the channel venom and move your antibody to this revolution.
You're listening to Rise Up Radio here on WBAI New York. It's 11:35 on the dot. This past Tuesday was declared Voter Registration Day in New York by the City Council. You know, none of us should be riding the fence. And to find out what people did to celebrate Voter Registration Day in New York, Rise Up's Curtis Holmes here with me in the studio spoke with Stephen Bassman of Village Voters, a Rock the Vote street team founded earlier this year.
Could you tell me about the festivities that went on Tuesday?
The activities for Tuesday? Yesterday was Voter Registration Day, or Tuesday was Voter Registration Day, and we set that up through City Council and then declared it an official day in New York, just with the idea of getting people, you know, to talk about voter registration and to remind them to register to vote. So we had a couple activities set up. We had Rock the Vote at TRL in Times Square in the afternoon, and we did some voter registration at Coral Room Club at night. And another group called Get in the Game did some voter registration at Yankee Stadium. And I believe another group called Music for America did some voter registration at Sine, the nightclub. There were a couple activities going on. And I was in a couple papers, so I was glad that, the word got out there and hopefully reminded, you know, a few people to register to vote.
Okay. Now, what do you tell, the youth that doesn't think it matters whether they vote or not?
What would I tell the youth? I talk to students all the time, you know, trying to register them. I just tell them what my teachers told me when I was younger. You know, they said, if you don't vote, you forfeit your right to talk about the issues. And that really stuck with me, you know, that if you don't vote, you can't talk. So, I encourage people to go out there and make their voice heard and remind them that although it seems like you vote in a vacuum, you know, it seems like you're just one person. But, you know, if you get your friends to vote, if you encourage your family to vote, if you talk about the issues with people, you can really be a voting bloc. And I believe there are 27 million eligible voters under the age of 25, and only 36% voted in the last election in 2000. So, you know, there are millions of votes that aren't being counted. So, just encourage them to get out there and vote and, exercise your right.
Yeah, but my question is, why does it seem like there's such a focus on the youth this year? I mean, you got, rap stars and P. Diddy and Russell Simmons, you know, all these famous people trying to get people, youth, to vote. And my question is, why do you think that it's just happening this year? Like, this is the first time this has pretty much ever happened, you know?
Right. Why do I think it's become so big? Well, I think it's cool that, the fashion industry has picked up on it and all these different parts of the population that don't normally vote, or, you know, it's become like a cool thing. And I think that's good, you know, that more people are talking about it. I think it's probably because, I think a lot of people are kind of, unhappy with the direction the country's going in. A lot of people, they see what happens when they don't participate, that they get, they might get politicians that they don't agree with. Rock the Vote is a nonpartisan group. We don't take a stance either way, but, I think a lot of young people are feeling like they're not being talked to, that politicians aren't, you know, talking about the issues that they care about. So I think it's, you know, a lot of buttons are being pushed, and you know, it's pushing people to action, which is a good thing.
So what advice would you give to a young person, you know, trying to organize, I guess, their friends or their neighborhood to get out and vote or get out and register to vote?
What would I tell them to encourage them to get other people to vote?
How would you tell them to go about doing that?
I guess, you know, just talk. Don't be afraid to talk politics with your friends. You know, talk about the issues with your friends. You know, when you email, you know, email articles, you know, forward articles that you find, forward links, you know, talk about the issues of the day, you know, just get people talking politics, and then it won't seem weird when you, when you're telling them to vote. You know, you could also use, I mean, I use the line, you know, don't vote, don't talk all the time. So, you know, kids could tell their friends, you know, if you don't vote, I'm not going to let you complain about the president. You know, you can't bash Bush if you're not going to vote. So That might be something that could work.
Now, does MTV really encourage people to vote, or is it like you said, a fashion industry thing?
Does Rock the Vote, has Rock the Vote been effective? Is that what you're asking? Or?
Well, I mean, MTV as a whole, you know, like, do you think that they do a good job of educating the youth about the people in office and the people trying to get into office?
I think they do. I mean, I think that there are lots of sites up that are, you know, they're starting to put information out there in a condensed way. I think Rock the Vote is mainly getting the word out there that, you know, you can vote and you can be part of a big voter block of, you know, of young voters that's going to be, you know, appeal to politicians. So I think it has been really effective. And I mean, MTV is huge. You know, everyone looks to MTV for the latest trends and fashion and, you know, what's hot right now. So, you know, voting is hot right now. And hopefully, you know, it won't just be a fad that goes away. You know, hopefully it'll stick around.
So. Okay. Have you ever worked with the League of Pissed Off Voters?
The League of Pissed Off Voters? I've heard about them. That's indievote.com, I think, or?
Yeah, they're a friend of the Rise Up Radio family.
Yeah, so, I've heard about that. It's a funny title.
It sure is. They have stickers that say get stupid angry white men out of office or something like that.
Right, I heard about that. Yeah, there's a lot of books out there now, which is good, you know, people are talking, people are reading stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. Now, you said there's 27 million people under, what was the stat again?
I believe the statistic is there are 27 million eligible voters under age 25.
So how?
Only 36% voted in the last election.
So how many of them do you think that you can get to register by the deadline for registration?
How many can we get registered? Well, I'm hoping that, I'm just hoping to move that number up, you know, if 50% of, you know, the under 25 set voted, you know, that's millions of voters. And the last election was decided by like 500 votes. So, you know, a couple million extra this time around, you know, could swing states either way. You know, that's what kids need to realize is that you can't just sit it out. You have to, you know, if your state isn't a swing state, if you're feeling like your vote doesn't count, you know, get your friends together, make your state a swing state. You know, Texas could go the other way. California could go the other way. You know, states that normally go one way or the other. You know, make your state a swing state.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rock the Vote is just not a New York thing, is it? It's like a nationwide, you know, thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Rock the Vote is a nationwide company. So I just work with the New York City chapter.
Okay. Do you know of anything that's going on in the other states, like the swing states, like you were just saying?
I think there's definitely, you know, outreach there. Well, there's outreach in all the different, like, the major cities across the country. I think Rock the Vote has people in every state. I could be wrong, but in a lot of the urban areas, a lot of the cities, there's Rock the Vote stuff.
Okay, Stephen Bassman with the Village Voters. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
hard thoughts of a single mother in a homeless shelter. About pain and heartache, ain't nothing you could tell her. The caseworker says that she should find a job, but does this worker know what kind of jobs that there are? Degrading things like cleaning up people's vomit for a little bit of dough, and plus your brain gets nothing from it. I'm smarter than that, this girl thinks to herself. I'm worth more than that, she thinks to herself. She pours a drink for herself while she stares out the window. Sky said he got work for her, maybe she should go with him, yo. The money's good, and plus he'll dress her up nice. She left her baby daddy cause he beat her up twice. She don't really like sex, but she hates welfare checks. And where there's money, that's where she thinks there's respect. And what's this girl's purpose? Will she self-destruct when her sister's about to go down? Who's there to help her up?